machinery to cut the canal out, you see. And then the part of it, he had to cut a ditch up to, from the main right away up to the railroad crossing. We had to cross, cut a ditch to the, where the water come on the railroad. He had to cut that.
You think bugs would give you chills?
I don't know. The mosquitoes might have. I don't know, but I don't remember we had any of them. But we always thought if you stayed in water and dabbled around in the wet weather too much in the summertime, it was called malaria. And I had chills. And chills.
What did they give you? Did they give you any medicine?
Yeah, I went to the doctor all the time and got medicine. I had one chill one day. I started back up there to Tennessee and got up the road there somewhere. About started with a Westphal somewhere or another and had a chill and turned around and come back. And I got to my uncle's up there about year four and I had a tough one. They thought I was going to kick out. I had a, what they call a congested chill. So I went to the doctor and got me a round of medicine. But had come back, I wouldn't have maybe had one as bad. But
what kind of medicine?
Some kind of quinine and calomel and stuff. I'd back as far back because I can remember my grandmother Cochran measured out calomel just like a doctor and give it to everybody that wanted it for chills and fever. And she had a certain prescription to go by. And she just measured out so much quinine, take so much the day before, I believe, and then take a load of calomel and then a bottle of castor oil the next morning, you see, to blow you out. That didn't always wound up the chills for a while.
Did they ever? You
gave
a whiskey for that?
No, I never did. I never did put whiskey in a way, shape, form, or fashion. Oh. I was including my wife's brothers and drinking a whole lot. I didn't say it.
Can I get that for you?
Thank you.
Another one down here. What did they used to call homemade whiskey, by the way?
Yeah, they have a name for it, and I imagine that. If I knew about this being made all around here now, that was how it is.
Yeah,
with it. Drinking.
Would you get stung by insects and bugs and things out in the fields?
There was somebody get a wasp or a jacket or bees. I robbed a bee tree here on this place, found it down there by the corner of the field one time in a tree, a hollow tree. I let it stay there 2 years thinking I'd get me a supply of honey when I got ready to rob it. I went down there one day by myself and wrapped my stuff up real good, went down there and cut it down and didn't get a bit of honey out of it. Got stung all up in the arms. They got under my wraps and got around here. Stung me pretty bad. But a little old black bee, I didn't know it till I cut it down and got into it. I wouldn't have bothered it. A little black bee don't make much honey. It's bad to sting. A big old yellow bee don't sting much. Her father kept bees all the time and robbed them. He never did hardly ever get stung. Didn't hurt him if they didn't.
What would be those bugs that get under your skin, your ankle, and your walk?
That's a red bug or chigger, it's known as. Red bug. Little bitty bug gets on there sometimes, and they've been known to be pretty painful sometimes when they get enough on you at one time to hurt you. I was all my life, I ain't from a kid up, I got poison on me. And bugs never did bother them much. They did just one or two, and that'd be the last of them. I'd break out in that poison, you see, and just scratch myself till I could hardly stand yourself hard with that. And I learned just to get me some hot soapy water, just as hot as I could stand it, and rub it on where it started and stop it, and it didn't bother me so bad then. That's all I could find out. I went to the doctor one time. He gave me some carbolic acid, I believe, put on that. And I had another face in my face one time, on this side of my face. And my grandmother put some stuff on there that a doctor had left for air sickness in my sister. And it just made an awful sore. And even for a long time, in the wintertime, I'd get cold, that face, side of my face would turn dark. But it didn't stop it, it'd come back.
Is there anything that is supposed to be poisonous to cows if they ate, you mentioned the milkweed, or the bitterweed,